What's up, Luke?
Hey, how's it going?
How are you?
Good.
How excited is the team, the franchise, the city to be hosting a Monday Night Football game for the first time in a while?
Oh, I'm excited. I don't know how long it's been, but you know, everyone's excited here. I think the city is real excited, and the guys on the team are excited. I think it's, you know, Monday Night Football is not a whole lot of motivation outside of, you know, what it is. You know, Monday Night Football, one game on TV, and we're just excited to play.
When you were at BC, did you get much interaction with Patriots coaches, just, you know, being in the same kind of area, or people from the team?
I think they came to BC once for some deal. I think some of the players did, I think maybe during the lockout, and then we went there for during camp for like a facility visit. But, you know, that was honestly about it. Foxborough and BC are, you know, a little ways out from each other.
Yeah. How close an eye did you keep on the Patriots while you were there?
Up in New England, up in Boston, you know, Patriots are big. So, you know, they're always on TV, and a lot of people that were at BC were, you know, big Panthers fans, Patriots fans. So, you know, you're always hearing about them. So you had a pretty good idea of what was going on.
Luke, I guess, how did you wind up at BC? I know last week before you guys played the 49ers, Jim Harbaugh kind of lamented about he thought he had you landed for Stanford. And what kind of was the final push that got you into BC?
Well, I think BC had a lot of St. X guys roll through there. You know, Tom O'Brien, the coach, was a BC guy, and when he was there, he started pulling a lot of St. X guys. I'm sorry, Tom O'Brien was a St. X guy. He pulled a lot of St. X guys to BC, and then after he left, the pipeline kept going. And, you know, it was a Jesuit school, kind of like St. Xavier. It was a good educational school. It was small. You know, it was in Boston. I think the thing that between that and Stanford was it was just a little bit closer, and my parents could get to some more of the, you know, the away games being in North Carolina and stuff like that.
I know you went back to school in January. How close are you to your degree?
I have three classes left. I took five up there this past spring, and now I've got three left for this year.
Are you looking forward to, don't know exactly what your assignment's going to be, but the prospect of going up against Gronk on Monday night, what's that going to be like for you?
Oh, that'll be great. He's one of those tight ends that is a playmaker. He's, you know, he's big, he's strong, he makes contested catches, and, you know, this is, you know, why you love playing football, playing against good players, you know, in big games. So, you know, I'll be excited. I'm not quite sure how the matchup's going to work yet, but I'm sure at some point we'll be in the same vicinity.
How do you guys feel about your defense? Obviously, at the top of a lot of rankings, are you trying to act confidently about your group, or are you trying to how are you guys approaching all the success you've had?
Well, I think, you know, we look at each game and we look at what we did well and what we didn't do so well. And I think in order to keep moving forward in the direction that we want to, we've got to, you know, keep doing the positive things, and all the things that we didn't do so well, we have to get them correct. Because, you know, when you play good teams, especially a team like the Patriots, they're gonna do their best to find what you're not as good at. So, you know, we got to do a good job of finding, you know, self-scouting ourselves, knowing what we, you know, do well and not so well, and improving the areas that, you know, we need to improve in.
So guessing the last 5 weeks there haven't been too many corrections?
Oh, you won't believe it. There's corrections almost on every play. You know, guy out of a gap here. A guy luckily made a play to cover him up, maybe cover up for him. But, you know, there's always something to look at on each play, and you know, that's the thing that we need to keep doing, is looking at what we need to improve.
Luke, you know, at BC you were such a productive linebacker. You led the nation in tackles twice, and then you come right into the NFL. You've started every game. You know, you led the league in tackles last year. You know, from the outside looking at you, it looks like it was just seamless, effortless. What kind of adjustments did you have to make?
Oh, there was a bunch of adjustments. I think if the season would have started on day one of OTAs, I would have been all over the place. I didn't really know what was going on right away, but you know, it was a process. Luckily, I had OTAs, mini camp, and then camp, and then the preseason to kind of get adjusted. But I think the biggest thing for me was, you know, I had some older veteran guys around me that first year. You know, James Anderson, Thomas Davis, John Beeson, and Jordan Senn were a couple guys that, you know, really took me under their wing and showed me kind of how things were done.
You know, middle linebacker, just by the nature of the position, you're going to be a physical player, but people always remark about your instincts, your technical ability. Is there somebody when you were growing up in the league that you watched, that you kind of idolized, or have you just kind of did you just kind of develop that type of style just based on your abilities?
Well, I think, you know, when I was growing up, I grew up in Cincinnati, and, you know, the Ravens were always on TV playing the Bengals. So, you know, Ray Lewis was a guy I grew up watching. Brian Urlacher, you know, was another guy. When I was younger, he was always on TV making plays. So those are two guys that I always, you know, always watched growing up.
Luke, were there any lessons you learned from BC that you were able to take into the NFL with you?
Lessons as far as maybe one of them was, you know, there's a point in our season at BC, I think it was my sophomore year, where I don't know what we were, 2-5, 1-5, and you know, we ended up going to a bowl game. You know, it was one of those things that's never give up, because you don't know what the season holds for you. And I think that's something moving forward that you always got to hold on to, is you got to play each play. You know, if it's a play, or if it's a game, or if it's a season, everything's got to be important. Everything's got to matter, because you never know where it's going to put you.
Do you still have a lot of friends who are Patriots fans? Any trash talk this week?
Honestly, you know, not too much right now. A lot of the people that I was friends with from BC grads on the team, and they were all over the place. So some of them are Patriots fans, some are from Chicago. They're all over the place.
Luke, Coach Belichick praised your instincts in some of his comments today. Have you always been sort of an instinctive football player? Has being able to read defenses always come pretty easily to you, or is that something you had to work on a lot, you know, high school, college, and even now?
I think one thing I try to do is I try to get, you know, well prepared for the game, whether it's, you know, the coach's game plan or watching film. And I think if you can take advantage of that and have an idea of what a team's going to do, you know, the mental side and, I guess, you know, the instincts kind of kick in and pair together and you can be pretty successful doing that. So I think I do a good job of, you know, trying my best to prepare for games. And then, you know, just the aspect of just playing football, going out there, and, you know, the phrase play ball just takes over.
What degree are you pursuing? You said you had 3 classes left?
Marketing.
5 classes in 1 semester is an awful lot, isn't it?
I think it's pretty standard. I think that's what, you know, most kids at BC is a normal semester for most kids.
Getting to watch Tom Brady on film this week, what do you think?
Well, you know, I've been watching him forever, but, you know, what he does well is he's, you know, he's like Peyton, he's like Eli, he's like those guys that they're gonna do their best to figure out what you're in, they're going to be smart, they're going to get their team in a position to be successful. He's going to, you know, make audibles the line, get themselves in the route concepts that are effective against the defense we're in. So, you know, we need to do a good job of just playing our defense, playing assignment football, and, you know, just concentrating on what we need to get done.